Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hey, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we are answering a user-submitted question. I want to remind you, if you are new to the channel, you can like, comment, subscribe, and send in your own questions. We have an email address, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. You can check out our website, BibleLineMinistries.org. If you've been here before, maybe someone has asked you a Bible question and you need a Bible answer. That's what we're trying to do. So make sure you visit all of our social media sites. Make sure that you support us here on YouTube, and let's get into the answer and question today. Here's the question, and it's posted on our website. We have a written answer for it. I know a pastor who has said he's been to heaven. When I asked him, had he really been to heaven, he said yes. Then I said, the Bible only talks of two people who have been who have seen heaven, which is Paul and Stephen. He responded that a person can go to heaven in many different ways. Then he said that Paul was taken as an honorary guest and that God took him, talking about this pastor, as a servant. God didn't let him see as much as Paul, but God did let him see awesome things that he chooses not to mention publicly. I left this Bible group and wanted to get your opinion on what I was told by this pastor. And I edited this question a little bit for grammar and clarity. Well, I just want to say real strongly, real boldly and succinctly, I would avoid this man's teaching. Totally, 100%. And I'll tell you why. I furthermore seriously doubt and question people that say, I've been to heaven, I've been to hell, I've seen things that I can't talk about, and their message contradicts the Bible. I do not think that God is going to pick somebody up, bring them to heaven, bring them to hell, and then send them back with something that contradicts in His Word. The Bible says that God puts His Word above His own name. So why would he say something different than what he's already said in the Bible? Specifically, this pastor, here's where his error lies. In the question, here's what the pastor said. There are many different ways to get to heaven. Now, if we look at John 14:6, we have something clearly different by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we have what this pastor said. There's many ways to heaven. And we have what Jesus said. Now, what is the legitimacy of what Jesus said? Well, he's the only one who said he will come back from the dead and actually came back from the dead. Over 500 witnesses, we're told in 1 Corinthians, saw him in his resurrected state. He is who he claimed to be. So we can know when he says there's only one way to heaven, there's only one way to heaven. So this pastor has fallen into a very common error, and it's very common amongst the charismatic, super, liberal churches, which is based on experience. And people take their experience and they validate their experiences above what the Word of God says. You may even hear the phrase special revelation, extra revelation, which is this idea that God gives light and knowledge to specific people that's not revealed in His Word. I don't believe that God does that. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us these things are completed. So I think we can look at the Bible and judge our experiences according to what the Bible says and then make a decision. Is my experience true or is the Word of God true? And this pastor's just fallen into my experiences trump the Word of God. My experiences can be an equal source of truth as the Bible. And that's an error. And that's why I say mark and avoid it. And it's not just me that says mark and avoid. Specifically in Romans chapter 16 in verse 17, as that letter is closing, we're told, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which ye have learned, and avoid them. Now, we can do this and still love them, still lovingly try to win them to the truth, but that doesn't mean we have to sit under their teachings or endorse their teachings. I hope this answers your question. Keep sending them in. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.